We have Lawrence, Beth, Eric, Grace, Ken, Michael, Paul, Alan, and Bella.
And my oh, goodness. We have a full meeting.
Full house.
All right. Since this committee doesn't officially have a secretary, I think we don't have an agenda.
You want to be the secretary, Janine? If Janine
is
here.
I just, what's that?
If Janine is on the call, then could she serve as the secretary?
Yeah, she's been sort of acting secretary with the understanding that, you know, that was never part of the deal automatically.
Well, it's just that I want to make sure that I can do the secretary of the LSC well, you know. I mean, it just gets kind of overwhelming to take notes on both meetings. And
Bella to the stack, I just wanted to clarify something for Janine Shell. When you are the secretary of the governance committee, it makes it much easier to then figure out and put together the minutes for the LSB. Believe me, that's the way it's always worked. It's a seamless walk from one to the other. So it would have helped you if you were taking notes of the governance committee. That's how I see it.
This is your chance to get ahead of the curve.
You make the decision.
Yeah,
you know.
I understand the mindset. I'm just telling you that I it's difficult to take notes. I don't type very fast. So as a secretary, I always have to listen to recordings in order to type everything up. So doubling that is not the best thing for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is this meeting being recorded?
Not
yet.
I can.
It can be. It's Maestro. It can be.
Hello. Janine, Fred here. The meeting is automatically recorded by Maestro.
There you go.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Hi, Fred.
So I want to start by apologizing for my lack of presence on the email threads this month. I don't want to get into my laundry list of excuses, but, you know, in addition to my work and the protests, I sprained my ankle pretty badly in the beginning part of the month, and that's taken up a lot of my time. So I'm going to need a little help in figuring out. I know we have at least one motion. A couple of people have mentioned excused absences for Father's Day. So I'm interested in keeping the meeting fairly concise in order to prepare, you know, honor the fact that it's Father's Day. And also several PNB meetings are taking place in the latter part of the day on Sunday. So I feel like people who are... Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. This is Lawrence. The PNB meeting was canceled.
Oh, okay. Well, I also know... programming committee is meeting on.
Okay.
Yeah, so the meetings got stacked this Sunday for some reason, and it just happens to be Father's Day. So I'm okay. I appreciate the distractions. My dad passed away this past year, but I know that it's for a lot of people, it's taking them away from the family time. So let's try to create a pretty concise agenda for this meeting as possible. And make sure that it's something that we can stick to, like reasonably being honest about what kind of time different agenda items are going to take. I'm wondering, is Michael Novick on the call?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Michael. If you don't mind, I'm going to ask you, I apologize, I meant to call you before the meeting, but do you have an idea of the motions that have been proposed that we need to make room for on the agenda?
I'm sorry. I you know.
That's okay. I'm back. Putting on the spot. My fault.
I can respond to that.
Thank you, Bella. Go ahead.
Yes. So Grace yesterday sent the minutes of the PMB meeting from 6-11. I believe it was 6-11, which, let me see what day they are. Yes, 6-11, in which a motion that occupies much of the agenda is directed for the cutbacks for expenditures at KPFK. That should take most of our meeting on Sunday. She sent it to the LSB, so I am sure everyone received it. But it's a very long document. It's 13 pages long. I am also about to send the LSB or you folks here two motions that I have, and I am about to send them to all of you, okay? And the very simple one is regarding KPFT, and the other one is not to adjourn prematurely at the end of our agenda before attending to the full scope of our agenda. We've done this in recent time, and that is really bad. So I am going to send them to the secretary and you, Michelle, and the rest of the folks here. And
Point of information. Oh, this is Ken. Who's the chair of this committee?
I am. Michelle.
Okay, thank you.
This is Grace. I'd like to be on the SAC.
Okay. I'll go ahead and... Bella, can you finish your report, and then we'll take comments?
That's it. That's finished. Thank you.
Okay, so Grace sent a piece 6-11, and Bella, you're sending two motions to myself and to Janine. Grace.
Hello. You're breaking up. I can't understand, Michelle. Can you repeat?
Can you guys hear me now?
That's better.
Yes.
Okay. I was just summarizing what Bella had said in her report, and then Grace, I would imagine you have something to say about the report from the PMB.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. The motion from the PMB is not 13 pages long. I think that may be annuals. Report to the LSB, but
no,
the motion. I mean, we are in a very difficult time at KPFK. The PNB is asking, because of our very large income shortfalls, the PNB is asking for 30% reduction in expenses at KPFK. This is a very serious matter, and I think we're going to need a substantial amount of discussion about it. Aniel did send a report to the LSB, although he seemed to sound doubtful about attending our meeting on Sunday. But nevertheless, the LSB should have a very serious discussion about this, because the ramifications of not... making those expense cuts are we will probably be forced to sell our building unless there some PPP funding comes in, which is not guaranteed. We will not be able to sustain ourselves because currently we're running at a $150,000 a month deficit. And we just can't go on any longer running that kind of a deficit. There is no money in the rest of the foundation to cover those shortfalls. If we can't make payroll, we will be forced to sell an asset, and the asset probably that will have to go will be the KPFK building, which I would hate to see forced into a sale. So we have to get our finances in order. I don't know what the other item, which Beth can bring up, is She wrote up something about Ian Masters disparaging Pacifica's governance on the air, which is true. He has been doing that the last week and a half, I believe. I heard him a few times disparaging governance on the air. I think we should take that up in a closed session on Sunday, if it's taken up at all. I imagine Beth would want to have it taken up, and probably Eric. Those are the two items. I think it's necessary for us to really get a grip on our financial situation. It can't be put off any longer.
Lawrence to the stack, Chair.
And Bella to the stack.
Okay, thank you both. Grace, are you finished?
Yes.
Thank you. Anybody else to the stack? Lawrence, Bella, anyone else?
Beth.
Yep, Michael to the stack.
Lawrence, Bella, Beth, Michael. Did I miss anyone?
Ken.
This is Beth. I want to address the issue about Ian, and I can wait until after the financial discussion so that we can keep those discussions clear and simple.
Okay, that's up to you. This is sort of a response thread for Grace's report. And so, we'll just go through Lawrence, Bella, Beth, Michael, Ken, Fred. Lawrence?
Thank you, Michelle. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to thank you and your comrades for being out there, leading the way in regards to making change possible in this nation and address some of the inequities and some of the stuff that hasn't been addressed because there's a big elephant in the room. Barrett, you're welcome. What I want to share is that I know Grace, every time she says that, and I tell her this all the time, about selling the building, I cringe. And especially when it's our building. So I cringe, you know, but there's some reality in that. You know, there's some reality in that. I happen to be an internal optimist. Blame my mother for that, but that's what I have a tendency to be. And I believe that we will make it through this. You know, but I think I'm a union guy, and this contract that we have with SAG-AFTRA is not sustainable in the financial crisis that we are in. So as much as you know, I'm a rank and file guy, I bargain on the committees and everything, but we cannot sustain this this contract as it stands right now. So I think one of the things that we need to consider, first of all, I believe the LSB and the PNB should have the CBA, collective bargaining agreement, that staff at KPFK did, and this way we could see if some concessions could be made. I don't think that has been taken into consideration, so I think that's one of the things that we could put on the table in terms of mitigating this financial crisis that we're in. So I just want to say that, and I think one of the things that I'm going to do on the PNB is request that we get those CBAs from each unit that is represented. So as far as I know, there's only three units that are represented. No, four units that are represented. KPFT is not represented by union. So if Grace could work with me on that, then I would be definitely amicable to looking at the context. Although I'm amicable right now because we are in severe crisis. So that's kind of the contradiction. But that's one I wanted to say. And, Chair, I'd like to be put on the agenda for a director's report, too. at the MSB if that's going to still happen. Thank you, Chair.
Okie doke. Thanks, Lawrence. Janine, did you catch that about the director's report?
Janine, wake up.
She might be on mute. It's okay.
I was.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah. I just sent in an email, the working document. I put a link to it. It's on Google for anybody that wants to watch me altering it to get it ready. And
okay.
The director's report is in there.
Okay. And Lawrence, to just clarify, you're suggesting that we move away from SAG-AFTRA contracts and do collective bargaining as an organization?
No, I'm not saying that we move away because we're binded to the contract, although it's being negotiated again. But what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying is if we're going to look at cuts, we also should approach the union because I know my union just gave back some concessions. So that's one of the things that we should look at. That's all I'm saying
okay.
when we're thinking about expense cuts. I'm not saying to disassociate ourselves. No, not at all.
No. Yeah, we know you're a union guy, but sometimes we get the best advice on how to deal with unions from the union folks. okay, thank you. Bella?
Thank you. So I wanted to just clarify that the minutes themselves that Gray sent from 6-11 is 13 pages long. I never said that the motion was 13 pages, or I didn't mean to come across that way. Okay, I wanted to express, I'm glad that Lawrence went before me, because after so long me pushing for the dissolution of these union contracts that are not just killing KPFK, but killing our network by extension. It is high time that we take this action immediately. Lawrence was recently elected to that subcommittee task force, which is very important because he knows the ins and outs in that terrain. I recently responded, in fact, a half hour ago, I responded to the long summary, the first document that Anil sent. He has the habit of speaking in another tongue. So I separated each line that he coupled together, and then I tried to make sense of it, and then I responded to as many as I could in a very, very, very minute short amount of time. I sent it to every one of you. When you get a chance, please read it. My summation of his ranting, mine may be considered ranting, but it's very specific. My minority report should have been ratified last month, which is why we are still here. And I suggest that we also, right after we do our committee reports and directors' reports and all of that good stuff, that we schedule in our agenda a closed session segment so that we can go into closed session, executive session, and discuss Ian Masters, which for many years I have been also raising hell for it. The other thing is that we should be able to get a Word document or at least, and I have said this over and over again now for the last, we're in the seventh month now, that we need to get either a Word document or a PDF agenda ahead of this meeting. They're sent very late, and now we have to go and deal with Google, right? Some of us don't want to, and I want to see that agenda now in my inbox so that I know I can be on the same page with everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, Bella. We did decide after much discussion that the documents that Janine sends out will go out in a Google document and in a PDF. The reason they don't go out in a Word document anymore is
No Word. PDF is fine, but where is it?
Okay.
I do not have it. We don't have it.
We're in the process of forming that agenda right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, there's not an agenda for this meeting.
No, there's
so,
there's an agenda for the governance committee, which you have received many, many times. It's like
right,
a
I have it in front of
agenda.
Me.
Right, it's a template. And then that template helps us to formulate the agenda for the LSB. So that
correct.
From there, we trample in onto the big kahuna.
So there's the Word document, there's the Google document that people are welcome to comment on, right? And there's the PDF, and if you have changes, if you prefer to use the PDF and you have changes or recommendations for the agenda, then you send them back to Janine in an email. But what she doesn't want, and Janine, you can clarify, what she doesn't want is for someone to take a Word doc and fill in their own changes, and then she has to sort through all these Word documents with all these random changes and find all the differences.
I remember that, and we all agreed we wouldn't do that. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's where we're at with those. Okay.
Yeah, I have a question for
me. Who's speaking?
Lawrence, I have a quick request.
Regarding the format of the agenda?
If Janine could send me that Google stuff.
Can we follow the queue, please? I already had my coffee this evening. Let's have a meeting.
You know what? You're distorted. If Janine could send me those documents to my work address, I appreciate it. She knows which one it is. Thank you, because my other one is not functioning correctly. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Janine, did you catch that?
I'm gathering that everybody just wants a normal agenda to look at to remind them of what is normally in an agenda. Am I
right? In a Google Doc and in a PDF.
Okay, so I sent it as a Google Doc, and I will now send it as a PDF in the same email thread.
Yay!
Okay, and you'll include Lawrence's work email.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, next on the stack is Beth. Beth?
Is there anything else we need to deal with the financial items, because I can wait until after that. I want to talk about the Ian Master situation.
No.
Okay.
Do you want to go? Do you want me to call you again after Fred?
That would be fine. That would be fine.
Okay. Next is Michael.
I'm a little confused with what's happening here, but I understand that we're trying to plan Sunday's meeting. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Right. So what happened was Grace gave her report regarding the financial status. It's Bella's opinion that this will take like the bulk of our time at the meeting on Sunday, which I wanted to ask her about. And so then several people had responses to Grace's report. So we're going through the responses to Grace's report.
Right. Okay. So I'm wondering if the GM is going to be there.
The GM will not be there.
Will not. He's not coming?
He's not sure.
Yeah. When I spoke to him a few days ago, he sounded like more likely that he would be there, but I think it's not confirmed either way.
No, in his summary today, he said he will be in a very remote area and he does not feel he will be able to have connectivity, that he would make an effort. That doesn't sound too good to me.
Okay.
Not the same thing.
I agree.
Okay, Michael, continue.
Well, his presence is pivotal to me. I think that we basically have to analyze what to do about the financial situation we find ourselves in, and come to some conclusion with him about what steps he's going to take, because he's one who has to take them. We can't take them ourselves. Primarily, there's a directive from the PNB. We can talk about it all we want, but it's management that has to carry it out. So if he's not going to be there, I'm not sure, you know, it's very frustrating. I'll just say that. I think that I don't know. I'll just stop there. Let me see if I can open up whatever he sent us. You're saying he sent an email to the LSB? If I've been too...
A summary version of correspondence. Yeah.
Okay. I've been to Juneteenth demonstrations all day, so let me catch up. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Ken?
I'm not sure that we're in a meeting. Let me switch the speakers if you can't hear me.
I'm just concerned that we're not following normal protocol for this meeting, and people seem to be devolving into discussing the issues that are being considered to be on the LSB meeting agenda. And that just is, to me, is like a rambling conversation, like a Joe Rogan program. Why don't we decide, why don't we call, a roll call for this meeting, set a time for termination, and determine what we're going to address in this agenda, like preparing the agenda for the LSB meeting, and then go over them, and then just list the motions that are going to be on it, and decide whether or not they're going to be there. Not discuss the motions, because that's what we're going to do with the LSB. I don't think.
Well, we're not discussing the motions here. We're more so convening. It is a bit of an open discussion right now, but I think it informs how people feel about the agenda, and I do think it makes sense to hear a little bit of the response to Grace's report, because it should inform how much time we should allocate to this for the agenda and the importance of it. So it is a little informal. I'm okay with it. If the majority is not, we can transition.
But I think there hasn't been a
waste of time here as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. If we're doing that, then let me just throw in my 2 cents. If there's any way that the LSB can supersede the GM and assign somebody to take a management position to ensure that the overhead is cut somehow, payroll or toilet paper or something, we've got to get it down $150,000 a month. So maybe if anybody knows any loophole or method in the LSB or the California Code of Corporations that can allow us to get better control of the GM, or call for his resignation if he's not going to be there, if it's that
Bella
critical.
Bella to the staff.
Bella, I do
so
think
that's
we
my
should...
concern. But also, I did want to add one other thing. I've been several at these meetings, and the most, you know, there's a lot of people here who have a lot of authority and emotion and pay in and time they put in and everything. But I'd like to hear from some other members of the committee besides the people who speak the most often.
Thank you, Ken. That's actually a really important point that we should always be bearing in mind. Bella, we're going to close the stack after Fred and Beth right now, just because, I mean, Ken's right, we do have to formally convene the meeting. So we're not going to get into like a back and forth, but if anybody wants to talk about, if you want to talk about the things that Ken was mentioning regarding, trying to find a way around the GM or the payroll, you can reach out to him directly.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's germane to what Ken just said. And all I can say to that is that This would then go directly from the LSB to the PMB to the IED. But there is a way of doing that. And we are in no position to circumvent or even get around any corner. But the only way to do that is to go through the channel. And this is why I feel that this LSB meeting is going to be a lengthy one, because we have some delicate issues to deal with. And that should
Thank you, Bella. We're going to go back to the stack, and I encourage you to reach out to Ken to plan that further if that's necessary.
Yeah.
Fred and Beth, and then we'll go into the meeting.
This is Alan Beek. I would like to make a suggestion for something to put on the LSB agenda dealing with this financial problem. And that is that since Annual is the one at present empowered to negotiate with the union, and he refuses to do that, it would be necessary for us to appoint a special person to deal
Alan,
with the union.
He's out of order. He doesn't know what's going on.
Right.
It would be up to us to appoint somebody, a special coordinator.
Michelle, this has been addressed by Laura.
I sometimes I'm not sure what to do in this situation, because I know that there's a hearing barrier, an auditory barrier. Alan, are you able to email your suggestion to Janine?
Yes.
That would be the best way.
I hear you just fine. It is time for something to be done about getting a reduction in the payroll expense. And Annual refuses to do that. So the LSB must appoint a special administrator and give him power to go beyond Annual and negotiate directly with the union.
Thank you, Alan.
That's the only way we can get that done, and I suggest we put that on the agenda for the LSB.
Thank you. And if you send your recommendation in an email, that would be the best way to get it included.
Yeah, this is Don. Can you put me on the stack when the new one opens up, please?
Sure.
Okay,
so
Fred,
can you hear me?
Fred?
Can you hear me?
Who are you speaking to?
I hear Fred.
Yes, we hear you.
I can hear Fred.
Yes, we hear you, Fred.
Speak.
I heard you before.
Fred, did you still have a comment? Okay, we'll go to Beth.
Okay, thank you.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Okay, my mute button was on, and I had its operation is inverse from the normal. In any case, I'm sorry, people keep on talking over me. Alan, first of all. And Neil sent out his report at, I believe, 3 this afternoon, and it was a 25 megabyte attachment. Normally I don't complain about these things, but it took, even with my high-speed broadband, 10 minutes to download. In any case, I've gone over his full document, he sent out both a summary and a full document. And I went over the full document, about half of it so far, and I'm not impressed. I just want to say that. Yesterday I sent out a critical email of Annual not sending out his report yet. I don't think he really realizes that the station is in a financial crisis. I mean, he makes misstatements of fact, and so And then the fact that he does not plan on being a participant in the LSB meeting on Sunday is real, you know, given that we're in a crisis, is really irritating. I don't know what this seems to me that this is beyond what the LSB can deal with, and that this needs to be escalated up to both the PNB and to the executive director to deal with. I said in my email last night that we're running out of time and financial resources, and if we don't deal with this, Grace has said that very likely some of the clauses in the big loan of $3.2 million are going to kick in and force the sale of KPFK. I don't mean to be an alarmist, but things are not looking good. One of the things that his report stimulated me to do was to go back and go to the website where our Allegiance database is located at and read what Allegiance says we've taken in the last 30 days between May 15th and June 15th. And according to Allegiance, there has been pledges of $212,000. I don't know what the fulfillment rate is. I don't know how correct that it all is. But that's not far from the $150,000 that we've estimated from the little data that he sent out in the last 2 months. So the state, we're in deep trouble here, and action needs to be taken very shortly, or serious things are going to happen. And that's all I want to say. Thank you.
Eric, to the stack. Michelle.
Thank you, Fred. The stack for this portion is closed. If folks want to speak in the next portion, we can take the stack at that time. Beth, did you still want to contribute to this portion?
Yes, given some of the things that are coming up. Thank you. And actually, I want to comment first that I've been finding this discussion really productive. I don't feel this is at all a waste of time. It's not clear yet. Some of the issues are clear, but it's not clear how we need to proceed. And it helped me in my thinking to hear what other people are thinking and what their experiences have been. So thank you for that. So my current concern began when I was listening to KPFK through the morning a week ago Sunday, and I like a lot of the public interest broadcast issues programming, and I listened without concern right up to the point where Ian Masters came on and launched pretty much immediately into this diatribe against the board on air live. It's by no means the first time. He's done this for years and years and years. It bothered me just as a listener because I don't know any one of our community that he hasn't pillaged on air. Listeners, members, because they don't choose the right programming, they don't like, you know, they don't always agree with him, whatever. Other staff members at times, a board, management. He's gone after everybody, and none of it's permissible. None of it. None of it. And this was particularly vicious, I guess I would say, more so than usual. And that's when I fired off the missive that all of you will have seen by now, in which I start out by saying, I object. Toward the end of that, I address Anil directly, saying that the behavior of his staff on air is his responsibility. And then asking, is he not in what he's done in the past, what he intends to do in this instance. Then I ask whether he's actually in a position to secure compliance from his staff or not. And if not, then I say we need to know that now. And that was Sunday. To this point, I haven't heard anything back from Anil. I've gotten no response to the issue or the questions I raised. I asked him for clarification about an acronym in the report he sent out yesterday, and it was just a one-sentence query, and he got right back to me and answered. It was very matter of fact, and we were both very civil. But he didn't address this issue. He didn't even begin to try to address this issue. And now he doesn't, he's not committed to being there. Maybe, maybe not. It doesn't sound, I mean, it sounds like he's left himself a major out. And so my issue has grown from just Ian to the lack of management to deal with Ian. And that then becomes the lack of management to deal with anything. He's not present. He's not coming to, I don't understand why this action wasn't an initiative from management months ago. I'm dumbfounded that it's been let go this long and that it's taken being told from on high to get a grip, and he still doesn't seem to get it. And so I do think we probably need to go into closed session to deal with a personnel issue. I'm not sure what motion I want to make yet. I was hoping to hear from Anyel, but it doesn't look like we're going to get that opportunity. So beyond whatever we're going to do tomorrow, I think I'd like to propose that we reconvene the personnel committee to take up this issue. And it, in effect, Anyel is abdicating responsibility for managing his staff, for managing the finances, for reporting to the board in person. And it's just not adequate. It's not acceptable. And we need to be able to speak freely to that and to explore our options freely and the constraints that we're working within. But this is a big deal. This is a big deal. So I have yet to word a motion. I'm still considering what should go into it. I'm open to any suggestions, or if people have thoughts about that, please contact me directly, email me, and I'll go with something tentative for Sunday's meeting. And
who is this speaking?
This is Beth. Hi, Alan.
Who is
okay.
It?
That was Beth.
Elizabeth Van Gunten.
From Ojai.
Bella to the stack. That closes the stack for this portion. And thank you, Beth. I also found this really informative, and it's nice to know, you know, we spend so much time informal agenda that rarely do we just get to kind of assess with each other. So I'm glad we took this space, and I'm going to ask Janine to take a role of who's on the call. I don't actually still have a list of who's formally on this committee, but we can take a role and find out who's on the call, and then we'll move forward into setting the agenda for Sunday. So, Janine, do you have a role in front of you that you can call?
Well, I can list off the people that are on the Maestro so that we
good. Let's do that.
Get it on record. Okay, great.
Yep.
Lawrence Reyes.
Present.
Janine Roan, present. Beth Van Gunten.
Present.
Eric C. Jacobson.
Present.
Grace Aaron.
Present.
Ken Aaron.
Present.
Michael Novick.
Present.
Kim Kaufman.
She's not a member of this committee.
She's not a member of governance.
But she is on the call, so and she's welcome to
I'm
be
there.
On the call.
Yes,
so it's fine.
I was on mute. Yeah, I'm on the call.
Okay.
Okay, but okay. So I just don't know whether she's not a member.
She's on the call.
I understand. I just, you know, am I taking a roll call of,
For future reference, we need to know who's on the call before we start having discussions about potentially confidential information.
I agree.
Is Kim not on the committee?
He's not a member of the board.
Right.
But you don't have to be a member of the board to be on the committee.
That's correct.
But to handle personnel
matters. No, she does not need to be a member of the board to be on this committee. Please, do not confuse the two.
Okay, so Kim is on the call. Let's continue with hearing who's on the call.
Paul Roberson.
I'm present. I was on mute.
Okay. Michelle Manos.
Present.
Ellen Beek.
Present.
Fred Blair.
Present.
Bella DeSoto.
Present.
Thank you. Has everyone who wants to receive the agenda via email received it in a format that works for them? Okay, no issues. Dean, I'll let you know that the link, the Google Drive link that I am attempting to click on is telling me it's view only and that it's not, it's a doc, so I can't see any changes that are being made.
Well, I'm not. I haven't made any, but I mean, I'm just sort of waiting to alter it. Am I
okay?
I downloaded mine and then I exported it to Word so that I can work with it. So I'm fine with it.
Okay. So, what does anybody have a proposed time to adjourn?
9:00.
Okay, is there a second to 9:00?
I second that.
Before. Any objections? That's 40 minutes from now. Should give us time. Okay, no objections. 9:00, 40 minutes from now. And Janine, do you want to take us through the agenda or shall I do it?
You know, we have the beginning, which is just the call to order, roll call, approve agenda, approve accused absences, minutes, and then set time certain to adjourn. The next, and I am just taking this off the last one, the next one was the general manager report and discussion. So that doesn't... I can just take that out if that's not what we would be doing.
No, leave it.
I'm going to attempt to confirm Aniel tomorrow whether or not he'll be present with us on Sunday. However, we could still report on the report that he sent if someone wanted to undertake that. Right, so it's kind of up to us right now if we want to leave it on, regardless of whether he's going to be able to be on the call or not.
Right.
So is there someone who wants to make a summary of Aniel's report that can be read to the group in the event that he doesn't join us on Sunday?
I have it. Bella to the staff.
Go ahead, Bella.
Yes, and I sent it to all of you already. You have it in your inbox. My summation of his report, not the second report, but the main summary, I sent it to everybody. I can also expound upon that, but I don't want to make it too long. So I can, that's what I have so far.
Okay. Is it a factual summary of Anyel's report, or is it your response to his report?
It's a combination of both, because I also pick up his statements. I pick up his statements, about four of them, where they're very glaring, and then I say, "Why can you qualify this, because this, and that, or blah, blah, blah." So
I think what we would need in order to be able to properly review his report in his absence would be, you know, a factual summary of the report, you know, devoid of any opinion or response.
Okay.
Grace for the stack.
And Lawrence to the stack, please.
Okay, Grace and then Lawrence.
Yeah, I think that it would be better if Anyel doesn't attend, that we move on to the director's reports, et cetera, and then after the treasurer's report, put a special item in there to take up the motion that came out of the PNB to reduce for expenses at KPFK by 30%, because that deserves a long discussion after the treasurer's report. I can explain the motion in my director's report, and then Fred can give the financial background. And, of course, there's a finance committee report, and Kim will give a finance committee report because she's the chair of the finance committee, and the reports from committees. And then after 10, as the new 11, would be discussion of the motion from the PNB, the ramifications of the motion from the PNB. And if Anyel doesn't attend, we can discuss it in conjunction with his report, how his report addresses it or doesn't address it. But I would like to say also, that's my suggestion, I would like to say also that if we discuss a closed session agenda, having a closed session on Sunday, which I think may be appropriate, any discussion related to that should only have LSD members on it. So I think that we would have to have Kim not be on the call if we discuss any meaty issues having to do with personnel in this governance committee call.
Eric, this is Kim. Can you put me on the stack, please? This is Kim.
Also, Eric to the stack. Thank you.
Okay, Eric and Kim. Well, I'll put Kim first since
I would like to express something. I would like to add something to this. And that is Anyel. Never mind.
Sorry, go ahead, Grace.
Never mind. Go ahead. It doesn't matter. Go ahead.
No! Sorry, that's my dog. No, you shouldn't have been interrupted. You wanted to add something?
No, that's okay. I changed my mind. I don't.
Okay. So this, you know, I don't want to get into too much of a tangent or a side thread here. Grace, can you just repeat what you were saying regarding moving the director's report to after the treasurer's report and incorporating it?
No, that's not what I said. Here's what I propose. I propose leaving number 2, general manager report and discussion, on the agenda in case Anyel attends the meeting. If he doesn't attend, then I think we should not take not take up that agenda item, but go on to public comment and then director's reports, PNB Committee of Inclusion report, public comment, reports from committees, and the treasurer's report. And then as 11, put in the ramifications of the PNB motion. I think that bears an in-depth discussion by our local station board because it's very, very serious. It's not something that we can, planning, it's past the time for planning. we cannot go, if we can't make payroll, which happened in the middle of April, there's every likelihood that we may not be able to make payroll again shortly because our shortfalls are so enormous. And there is no money in the rest of the foundation. We may get PPP funding that may hold us over for a short time, but we may not. I have not heard positively that the PPP funding is coming through. So what will happen is if we can't make payroll, we will be taken to court, and we will have to liquidate an asset. And what the asset that will have to be sold will be the KPFK building. I can see no other way out of this. We cannot go into bankruptcy because the loan we have has a bankruptcy clause. If we went into bankruptcy, which would not be a good idea anyway, if we went into bankruptcy, all our buildings would be foreclosed on by the lender. So if we were forced to put our building on the market for sale, then what would happen is the loan would have to be renegotiated. The collateral, the KPFK collateral, would probably have to be paid up front to the lender. That would probably be essentially $1.5 million of the proceeds of the sale would go to the lender because it's already encumbered. And we would be left with whatever else, and we would be left with essentially losing our KPFK building. This is how serious it is. This is not a non-serious issue. It's extremely serious, and there is no time for recovery plans or anything like that. The time has passed. We've hit the wall.
Okay.
There is no money in the
hold on.
I'm trying to explain the urgency of this. Please don't interrupt me. So I think we need to, the right place on the agenda from what I can tell is after the treasurer's report because the local station board needs the information from the director's reports, from the finance committee report, and from the treasurer's report to get an understanding of the financial situation we're in. And then we can discuss in depth the ramifications of the PNB motion for KPFK to as soon as possible, reduce expenses by 30%.
Okay. Thank you, Grace.